Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus, amen, and we welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. We want to welcome each and every one of you, amen, for signing in, amen, visiting with us, amen, returning back, amen, to our fellowship, our daily fellowship, where we meet here on this platform, amen, 7 days a week, amen, for the last 11 and a half years, amen, faithful to the call, amen, giving God all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Amen and amen. We've been teaching, amen, hallelujah, about women in the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to take you to the Word of God on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Coming out of the book, amen, of Acts. Amen. Chapter number 1. Amen. And I want to read just a few verses in your hearing. Amen. Acts chapter number 1, and it says, verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of them together were about 120. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we see in our scripture this morning, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When the disciples, amen, and the apostles all came together, amen, in the upper room, and it called the names of the 11 of them. But we see something very, 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 amen, encouraging in this scripture, beloved. As they continued in prayer, as the men came together on one accord in prayer and supplication, the Bible says, amen, and they came with the women. The women. Glory be to God. Beloved, here we see women, amen, in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Women were not excluded, amen, from prayer. They might have been excluded from a lot of things back in those days, beloved, amen, but they were not excluded in prayer, amen. When you found, amen, anybody praying, amen, the women were there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was not a men's meeting, amen, without the women being there praying. And so very, very, very encouraging, amen, as we see, amen, praying women throughout the Bible, beloved. Hallelujah. Women praying, and not only praying, but getting the answer to their prayers. We want to thank God, amen, for the power of prayer, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Women praying. We're still in the mode of Mother's Day, still, amen, celebrating, amen, the spirit of motherhood, amen, because every day, actually his Mother's Day, but there's nothing like a praying mother. And here we see in the scriptures, glory be to God, beloved, that women were good for more than just making babies. Glory be to God. Thank God they can make babies. Hallelujah. Cleaning house. Thank God they can clean house. For cooking. Thank God they can cook. Whatever a woman brings to the table, and their gifts and their talents and their service and their duties, we are very grateful to the Lord. But beloved, here we see, amen, that among the great men of God, handpicked by God, amen, beloved, were women. And the Bible specifically says they wasn't there playing, amen, hallelujah, but no, they was there praying. And we want to thank God, hallelujah, beloved, because when we pray, and when we pray, amen, something happens. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we can all learn not only from the women, and glory be to God, who prayed, hallelujah, but, beloved, when we take it a little bit deeper, we see Jesus Christ himself had, hallelujah, and his life was based on prayer. Glory be to God. Jesus did nothing unless he prayed. And beloved, if we're going to be a successful, amen, Christian, if we're going to live the life that God has called us to live, amen, hallelujah, and be the best we can be, and we have to learn from the best, amen, and we can learn, amen, from Jesus, amen, when Jesus, amen, modeled, amen, prayer. Beloved, often, amen, Jesus would withdraw, amen, himself, amen, to lonely places and pray. Glory be to God. He didn't just pray out in a crowd to be heard or to be seen. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you want to know about prayer, amen, glory be to God. And we thank God, amen, hallelujah, for the power of prayer. Then, hallelujah, we can learn, amen, the best way, amen, is for us to examine the life of Jesus. Beloved, Jesus prayed, hallelujah, when the pressures of life increased. Glory be to God. The news about Jesus, amen, had spread abroad, and the crowds of people came to hear him, and the crowds of people came to be healed. But the Bible tells us, beloved, hallelujah, in Luke chapter 5, amen, verse number 16, amen, it says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places, and he prayed. Beloved, hallelujah, it's when you think you don't have to pray that you need to pray the most. Spending time with God is the secret to having power with him. Not only that, beloved, the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, that Jesus prayed, hallelujah, when important decisions had to be made. When it came to picking up closest friends, when Jesus wanted to know what disciples to choose, glory be to God, what did Jesus do? Jesus sought his Father's guidance. The Bible tells us, beloved, that Jesus went out to a mountainside and he spent the night praying to God. And when the morning came, his disciples came running to Jesus, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that that is when Jesus chose, amen, the 12 apostles. And we can find that story in Luke chapter number 6, verse number 12. Beloved, when you really think about it, the truth hits you up, hallelujah, the side of your head. We can spend a whole year. We can spend a small fortune planning a wedding. Yet amazingly, beloved, we won't see God's guidance when it comes to choosing a mate to spend the rest of our life with. We won't choose God's guidance when it comes to choosing a job or choosing a career, beloved. God is not just the creator of the universe. He is the CEO who runs it. God knows everything. Can you imagine what he knows about operating a successful business, a successful ministry, a happy home, Matter of fact, beloved, when we read God's resume, it reads, I am the Lord who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. So, beloved, before you take on a mate, before you hire an employee, before you take on a job, before you form a partnership, before you formulate a plan, before you invest a penny, God invites you to discuss it with him and get his input. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, because he's the one who will keep you on track. Jesus prayed. Glory be to God. No doubt these women, amen, hallelujah, and these women had, amen, an opportunity to observe the life of Jesus, because the Bible says that the women that came with the disciples, amen, glory be to God, Mary, the mother of Jesus, hallelujah, was included, amen, and his brethren. Prayer, beloved, prayer, prayer, prayer. God is urging us to pray, to pray, to pray. Glory be to God, to pray. Hallelujah. And all our doing, amen, pray. Glory be. It's nothing like a clean house. Amen. But pray. Glory be. There's nothing like a good meal, but pray. God, that is the most important contribution that we can make. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And all we have to do is take a look at Jesus' life, beloved. Amen. So Jesus, amen, glory be to God, amen. The Bible says, amen, he went to a solitary place and prayed. Beloved, by failing to pray, you set yourself up to fail. And the reason Jesus never failed is because he never failed to pray. Beloved, we have to note the times when he prayed. Hallelujah. When his heart was heavy, the Bible says, amen, Jesus' heart, amen, was heavy. Because during his ministry on earth, remember John the Baptist, that was Jesus' cousin. And he was arrested. And not only was he arrested, he was publicly beheaded for confronting a king about his sin. And the Bible says when Jesus heard what had happened, Jesus withdrew himself privately to a solitary place. Beloved, disappointment, desertion, divorce, and death will write their chapters in the book of our lives. But thank God, and we do thank God for the doctors, the psychologists, amen, psychologists, amen, and whatever titles they carry, the therapists, amen. We thank God for these individuals. But ultimately, there's no one who can heal a broken heart like Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars, and the Bible says he calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Beloved, whether placing stars or healing scars, no situation is too big or too small to get the attention of our loving God. To understand God's healing expertise, all we have to do, as we did on yesterday, we took a look at the life of Job. Amen. We took a look at Job and all Job suffered, beloved. No one in history lost more than our brother Job. Yet God brought him through it all. Beloved, and when we go back to the book of Job and we look at chapter number 11, we read, and the Bible says this, glory be to God, in verse 16, he says, you will forget your misery. It will be like water flowing away. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Even darkness will be as bright as morning. Glory be to God. Having hope will give you courage. Beloved, you will be protected and you will rest in safety. You will lie down unafraid and many will look to you for help. Now that is the word of God. Amen. That is a promise from God. Amen. To his children. Beloved, the question is, are you sad and heavy hearted today? If you are sad and heavy hearted, Glory. All we have to do, because Jesus was sad and Jesus was heavy-hearted too. Amen. Hallelujah. When his cousin was murdered. Hallelujah. Job was sad and heavy-hearted, beloved. But look, all you have to do is what Jesus did. Take time to pray about it. This is what these women did with the apostles. They took time to pray about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when the pressures and expectations of others threaten to derail God's plan for your life, the Bible says we must pray. Glory be to God. Pray, pray, pray. Beloved, life happens. Some things we're not going to avoid in life. God did not, amen, make any exceptions for us as his children. Amen. He didn't say that we was going to not confront these situations. He said, though you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. Though you go through the waters will not overtake you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Bible says, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, Jesus left the house, and Jesus went to a solitary place where he prayed. He prayed. He didn't go there to go to sleep. He didn't go there to watch cable. Jesus went to a solitary place, a place that was quiet, No noise, no cell phones. We know it wasn't cell phones back then, but the point is no interruptions, no interruptions. Why? Because he wanted to talk to his Father, beloved. Simon and his companions went to look for Jesus, and when they found him, they told Jesus, they said, Jesus, everyone is looking for you. But what did Jesus say, beloved? Amen. As we look in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come, beloved. So the Bible tells us that Jesus traveled all throughout Galilee preaching. What is the lesson here, beloved? Glory be to God. Unless you get God's plan and stick with it, others will try to plan your life for you. Given the success Jesus enjoyed in every town that he visited, beloved, many preachers would have stayed and built a church. They would have enjoyed the accolades. They would have enjoyed the rewards of their ministry, but not Jesus. Jesus marched to the beat of a different drum, beloved. And as you look back on some of your mistakes, you find decisions made in response to pressure instead of prayer. Beloved, when you are prayerless, you are careless. God has a plan for your life and a schedule. And if we want to stay in sync with both, there's only one way to do it. We must be as these apostles and these women and as Jesus. We're praying regularly, 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 looking for every opportunity to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray when you don't want to pray. Pray when you're tired. Pray when you feel like praying. Prayer, 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 praying on a regular. Jesus realized he had only enough time to do what his Father wanted done. And that gave him the ability to say no to other things. It's easy to say no when you know what God wants, because everything else is a distraction. It's not that it's not a good idea. But it's not a God idea. This is not what God wants for you. You've been called to love people, but please God, beloved. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible tell us the emphasis on pleasing people, because you can't please people. See, but you can please God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Prayer, beloved. Your confidence in prayer comes from knowing that you're operating within his will. Not our will, but God's will be done. Beloved, Jesus prayed when he was concerned about the people that he loved.
What did Jesus tell Peter? Jesus told Peter this, that Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. We read it in Luke chapter number 22. He told Peter, he said, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And beloved, Peter did sin. Peter did fail. But guess what? Peter did turn back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The disciple who denied his Lord in a moment of weakness eventually stood before a crowd of thousands. The Bible tells us 3,000 souls was converted in one day when Peter preached the gospel to them. 3,000 souls, beloved, was won to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see here, glory be to God, that Jesus warned them of danger. But ultimately, he realized that the greatest thing he could do was to pray for them. The greatest thing he could do was to pray for him. Beloved, the greatest thing we can do for people is to pray for them. That's the greatest thing that you can do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, beloved, that's a truth we tend to arrive at later rather than sooner. We promise people, we rescue people, we threaten people, and only when all our other efforts have failed do we pray. Prayer shouldn't be your last resort. It should be your first response. Prayer takes a situation out of your hands and put it into God's. Beloved, remember the four friends, amen, who carried their sick friend to Jesus and laid him at Jesus' feet? Glory be to God. Matter of fact, look, they said, we're going to find a way, amen. So they said, we're coming in through the rooftop. Glory be to God. They said, we're going to get our friend to Jesus. And the four of them took their friend to Jesus. Beloved, that's what you do when you pray for someone. It's not easy to pick up the weight of another person and carry them to God, beloved, each day in prayer. But it's the most effective thing that you can do for them. The old timers used to say this, beloved. They used to say, prayer moves the hand that moves the world. And you know what? And they were right. When a loved one disappoints you or a loved one wounds you, instead of lashing out, which is our first response, we just want to lash out, huh? Instead, lift them up in prayer. Lift them up in prayer. That's what Jesus did. Jesus did it for Peter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The four friends did it for, amen, their friend. And we can do that, amen, one for another. Glory be to God. Prayer, prayer. The women prayed. They knew the secret. Hallelujah. But, beloved, invite God into the situation, then stand back and watch God move. Allow him to work and watch God move. Anything you commit to God's hand, God will take it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the last point we want to make about prayer, beloved, because prayer can really, we can just take a whole year and pray on the subject of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But with our emphasis today, amen, is amen, not just the women praying, but the fact that, amen, the men, the apostles, included the women. These were wise men, because I think any man know, amen, glory be to God, if you don't have a praying woman in the crowd, you ain't got much going. You ain't got much going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, Luke 22 and 41, amen, the Bible says, Jesus prayed, not my will, but yours be done. Beloved, Jesus prayed before he faced the greatest crisis in his life. The Bible says that Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them. He knelt down and he prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared and then strengthened him. Glory be to God. Jesus was in agony. Jesus was in distress, beloved. Jesus was in a crisis. Jesus was in a crisis. But Jesus didn't wait until the hour of his greatest crisis before he prayed. That's where a lot of us mess up. We are lackadaisies in our prayer life. Glory, we pray when it's convenient. And now here comes a crisis, see? And we want to jump all in and want everybody else to jump in and get offended if they ain't got time to do it. Beloved, glory be to God. We don't want to wait until the crisis shows up. Glory be to God. For 3.5 years during his earthly ministry, Jesus had built a life of prayer. We hear about the story of Lazarus with Jesus. Lazarus had already been dead 3-4 days, huh? And when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the Bible tells us, beloved, in St. John chapter number 11, it says Jesus looked up and prayed in a crisis. He prayed, Father, I thank you that you have heard me and you always hear me. You always hear me. Beloved, Jesus has such an intimate relationship with his Father that in times of pressure and in times of pain, he could go to God in confidence. He can go to God in confidence knowing that God will receive him, knowing that, amen, he could receive God's amazing grace. This is a confidence that Jesus had in his Father because of the relationship that was built in prayer. Beloved, can you do that? Can you? Knowing, amen, because of the relationship that you are building with your Father, with your prayer life, that you can go to God in confidence regardless of what is happening and knowing that God will hear you and God will answer. Beloved, until you do, you'll be vulnerable to people and situations beyond your control. Consider this question as I close on this morning. Do you think Jesus prayed so much because he wanted to or because he thought he should? Well, I'm going to give you the answer because that's what God does. God gives us the question and God gives us the answer. The answer is Jesus wanted to. Beloved, and if you want to follow in his footsteps, and if you want to enjoy God's richest blessings, you need to move from should to want to. Move from should to want to. I know I should pray. I know I should. I want to pray. I want to talk to the Father. I want to spend time with God. Oh, it's work. It's effort. It's sacrifice. We preached on sacrifice earlier this week. It's all of that. But it is rewarding. It is rewarding, beloved. Here's a truth that people who pray know, beloved. The less you pray, the less you want to pray. And the more you pray, the more you want to pray. The power behind Christ's amazing success in life was the power of prayer. Starting now, starting today, will you commit to praying every day? Every day. Don't let a day go by. Amen. Wake up in the morning praying. Praying at noonday. Amen. Praying in the evening. Pray, 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 pray. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. This is what the women did over here in Acts. And we're still reading their story. They're dead and gone, and we're still reading their story. Why? Because they had a prayer life. Beloved, when you have a prayer life, amen, your story will be read, amen, even after you're dead and gone. Why? Amen, because you're living it through your children, through your grandchildren, through your legacy. Glory be to God. Your prayers, amen, mounted up in heaven, amen. Glory be to manifesting for generations to come. Your prayer life is not in vain. It's not in vain. Beloved, I know it's much easier to turn on a movie. Isn't it amazing we can watch a two-hour movie but can't pray for 20 minutes? Isn't it amazing we can spend 2 hours on social media but won't give God 30 minutes in prayer? Isn't it amazing, beloved? We go to the salon, amen, take at least about an hour to get our nails done, another half hour, get your feet done, and get your hair done, and get all pretty, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, amen, but now you done put 2-3 hours in and won't give God 20 minutes. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Beloved, prayer is essential, and good things happen when we pray. Let us keep on praying. We thank God for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. This ministry is a ministry of prayer. It was birthed in prayer. It was founded in prayer. We have been sustained by prayer. We thank God, amen, for those, amen, who serve. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In our prayer circle where miracles are being birthed. Amen. Now, in this prayer tabernacle, we thank God for it. God is expanding our responsibilities to prayer. Amen. On Facebook at 5 o'clock. Glory be to God. The prayer altar. Glory be to God. And some other stuff in the works too. Glory be to God. As soon as the Lord shows us how to put it together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People volunteering. Amen. The service prayer warriors. God, it's time to pray. It's always been time to pray. Glory be to God. And beloved, if we're going to be a woman of history, and I'm not just talking to the women now, I'm talking to the men, I'm talking, but since we sort of still in the Mother's Day vibe, amen, glory be to God, amen. If you're going to be a woman of history, amen, your name written on the archives of heaven, beloved, in heaven's chambers, you must have a life of prayer. Nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays. Glory be to God. Put it in. Put it in. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. Amen. Pray. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. He'll lead you and guide you. He'll let you know what to pray for. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for. Isn't it amazing? We got so much going on. People dying. People, amen, shooting and killing and the vaccine. They're talking about the numbers going back up now and this and that. Russia, amen, politics, all that. And then we, you know, say there's nothing. We don't know what to pray for. Very interesting. Devastation all around, sin all around, death all around. And we're going to say we have nothing to pray for. Prayer. 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 Glory be to God. And the scripture says here in Acts, and they all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. My God, Jesus, what an encouragement. Amen. What an encouragement to women. What an encouragement. Keep on praying, women. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Other men, keep on praying. Pray, pray. Pray for your family. Pray, pray. Everything pretty good. As I said in my opening, that's the main time you need to pray. Pray, pray. Just keep on praying. And the Lord, hallelujah, will answer. I hear Mother Washington, amen, singing in my subconscious, amen. And I close with this, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. You gotta hear your cry. for the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, saints, he'll answer you. Don't stop praying, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, gotta hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, saints, God's gonna answer you. Amen and amen. And if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, amen, let us lead you to your first official prayer. To your first official prayer, amen, by, amen, asking God, amen, to forgive you of your sins, amen, and for you to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and your Savior. And if you just do that, amen, open your mouth, open your heart, ask God to forgive you for your sins. Glory be to God. By faith, you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Accept him into your life. Hallelujah. God says you are saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your name has been erased out of the book of death. Amen. The eternal book of death. And your name has now been confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. And that is the beginning of your new birth. And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen and amen. We bless God. Amen. We thank God for the word of God on today, beloved. Amen. We want to thank God for a beautiful week this week in ministry. Amen. We just want to give accolades and honor. Amen to all of the ministry partners. Amen. Who have served this week. Amen. At the altar, talking about prayer. Amen. In the forefront. I'm telling you, real warriors. Amen. Holy go, because it takes some faith. It takes faith to pray, especially when you're praying publicly. It takes faith to pray privately, because the devil don't want you to pray. Amen. But we want to thank all of the lovely ministry partners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for all of those of you. Amen. And I said the backup team. They've been touching and agreeing. Amen. Reinforcing the prayers. Amen. By showing up. God bless you. Amen. Our 5 a.m. platform on Facebook Live. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Not one morning that I had showed up. Amen. And somebody in the circle. Amen. We know there's always people there. Amen. Because we don't know who we preaching to. Amen. We don't know who we preaching to on these social media. It could be preaching to millions of people. Amen. But we thank God for familiar names. We thank God for the disciples, the inner circle showing up. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our 6 a.m. breakfast table. Amen. Hallelujah. We never have to eat alone. God bless you. Our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wednesday night. Amen. Our spiritual leprosy. Amen. With our evangelist Jackson. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Just a full week. Just a full week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to say, amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you. All of you who've given your life to Christ this week. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. All of our listeners in different regions of the world. Amen. That we have never met and may not meet you until we get to heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. Amen. We pray that everyone has been blessed this week. We thank God for your sacrifice. We work hard over here in this part of the vineyard. It's not easy for us to get up early in the morning, get dressed, be ready to go on camera at 5 o'clock, and then put the whole day in. Most of the time, we don't even wrap it up to about 10 o'clock at night until after the 9 o'clock prayer altar. That's a long day. That's a long day, but we put the time in, and God gives us the time, God gives us the energy, and God gives us the love to serve, and we perform for an audience of one, amen. We do this as unto the Lord, and we pray that the Lord is well pleased, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, amen. We pray that everybody will have a lovely, 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 lovely weekend, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to be transitioning over to the men of the Bible. I'm going to give everybody at least 2 weeks. I'll be notifying everybody this weekend between now and Monday who your people are, so you can start studying. Amen. And we give you a week. Amen. We're not going to rush you. We give you a week. Amen. To study on. There's a whole bunch of men in the Bible. Amen. A whole bunch of men. And we're going to stay with the men for a while. And we probably come back to the women. I don't know. Because I didn't know we was going to do this. So let me hush my mouth. I'm just being obedient. But we just want to bless God. Amen. But so let us remember this today. Amen. Of all the things we learned about the women. Amen. Hallelujah. That the most powerful ones were the ones who prayed. And the most important thing we're going to be finding out about the men is the most powerful ones are the ones who pray. Amen and amen. My pleasure to serve, amen, in this capacity. Amen. I give God praise. I give God glory. And I do give God honor. Amen. I love you all. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you have a good weekend. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Hallelujah. We will be having our service tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We will be simultaneously. We found a way to do Facebook and blog radio because we have we don't want to leave our audience out, because we know that we see you in the back office, China. Amen. We have China. Amen. We have, let me see who we have real quick before I give the benediction. Amen. We don't want to leave you out. You may not be able to go on Facebook. You may not be able to go on Facebook in some of these countries. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go into see what we have here. Okay. I don't see it. Okay. Is this it right here? Anyhow, we have China. We have Africa. We have Brazil. We have Russia. We have all of these different countries and continents, beloved, that listen to our broadcast. The back office shows us where they're listening in from. Amen. So we realize that if we're not here on Sunday, then you may not have access to Facebook. You might be underground right now listening. But let me say this, amen, if you are listening, maybe you are underground. We realize some countries of people are still dying as martyrs, amen, for Christ, amen. They don't have the liberty, amen, to teach the gospel, to preach the gospel, to live the gospel. They don't have the liberty to walk with a Bible in their hands. Glory be to God. We come to encourage you, our brothers and sisters, to keep the faith. We come to encourage you, our brothers and sisters, to let you know that God loves you. We come to encourage you this morning, let you know that we love you too. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, that's going to be our target prayer next week. We're going to be praying for martyrs. We're going to be praying for these third world countries, beloved, that don't have the privilege and the liberty that we have, but they love Jesus and willing to die for Jesus. So be encouraged. We want you to know that we here over in the United States of America, and especially we here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and Apostle Dr. Alfreda, we love you. And if you can find a way to send us an email, amen, find a way to communicate to us anyway and say we want to call your name out in prayer. We just don't want to call out your situation. We want to call your name out. We want to call your family name out. We want to call it up to heaven. We want to pray and intercede for you. If you could just find a way, glory be to God, hallelujah, to this communal WhatsApp or what's up or some type of way to communicate with us. Amen. Glory be to God. But in the meantime, know that God knows your name. Amen. And we are in prayer for you. We thank you for listening to our broadcast every morning. Or whenever you get an opportunity, some of you listen to the replay. Amen. Thank you for listening in. Thank you. Amen. And we thank God for you. Father God, give us a good day. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, in Jesus' name, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service, Father God. Hey, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the word, the blood, and the spirit. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We dip ourselves seven times in the precious blood of Jesus and decree and declare that we are unable to be touched by evil. No more weeping, no more tears, no more sorrow. Father God, we thank you for absolute victory, Father God. Father God, may the spirit of prayer continue to rest upon us, not just one day a week, Father God, hallelujah, when it's our time to pray. Oh, Father God, not even just one day a week, but help us to remain in a posture of prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our hearts will continue to pray in season and out of season, Father God, in want, in lack, in abundance, regardless of where we find ourselves. May we find ourselves in a spirit of prayer, a spirit of praise, a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of worship. Thank you, Father. And we bless you. Hallelujah. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Amen. Pray today, pray tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Matter of fact, just pray until God take you home. Just pray till God take you home. Matter of fact, hallelujah, on our last day, none of us know when that's going to be. Hallelujah. But let it be said, hallelujah, that your last words was a prayer. Your last words was a prayer. I never forget, amen, Sister Tina Dobbs. Amen, said her grandmother impacted her life so much that even on her grandmother's deathbed, the last words that came out of her mother's mouth was, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And she gave up the ghost. Beloved, what a beautiful testimony to know that you prayed all the way from earth to heaven. God bless you. Amen. Is my prayer.
When we pray, study in a fire. When we pray, Holy Spirit, lift us higher. When we pray, when we pray, when we pray, let it not be for a season. When we pray, give us wisdom and not reason. When we pray, let your name be our petition. When we pray, when we pray, when we pray, 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 Lord, show us the way. know that he hears your crying when you pray, when you for wisdom and a reason when you pray. Let it be your petition when you pray. When you pray. Oh, when you pray. Pray, pray. Don't show us the way. Show us. Your face.